Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Adam Kennedy. Batting second. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Scott Hairston. Batting fifth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting sixth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brett Tomko. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chris Getz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jason Nix. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Torres. And now, play ball. Adam Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Davis moves to second. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hairston strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cust hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. DJ Carrasco now pitching. Darrick Barton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carrasco, and towards Getz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Podsednik strikes out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pennington hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Pennington reaches second base with a double. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pennington moves to third. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco has Pennington trapped. There's the throw to Nix and over to Pierzynski, who tags Pennington for the out. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Quinton hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kust hits a line drive into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton takes first base on ball four. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pennington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pennington hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Getz strikes out. One out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nix hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Quinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Daniel Hudson now pitching. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cust hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barton strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pennington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pennington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Getz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Getz is 0 for 1 in the game. Getz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nix is 0 for 1 in the game. Nix hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Knicks reaches second base with a double. Getz moves to third. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Podsednik strikes out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards second. Ellis catches it and steps on second to double up Knicks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Davis. The throw from Pierzynski, and Ramirez drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sweeney is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Getz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cust is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cust hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dye is 0-for-2 in the game. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Craig Breslow now pitching. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kotze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knicks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Williams now pitching. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pennington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pennington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Getz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barton moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barton scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Getz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Getz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nix takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Wise pinch hits for Scott Podsednik. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nix moves to second. Brent Lillibridge pinch hits for Alexei Ramirez. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lillibridge hits a line drive towards first. Barton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Wise now playing center field. Brent Lillibridge now playing shortstop. Tyler Flowers now catching. Johnny Nunez now pitching. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hairston is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillibridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Suzuki strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cust is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cust hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Flowers strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Fields pinch hits for Jermaine Dye. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fields hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Darrick Barton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pennington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pennington takes first base on ball 4. Barton moves to second. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it and throws to second for the out. Barton moves to third. 2 outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barton scores. Davis moves to third. It's 11-3, Athletics. Scott Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hairston is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Lillibridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Patterson now playing left field. Brad Kilby now pitching. Ramon Castro pinch hits for Mark Coetzee. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castro strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Quinton strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Getz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Getz hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.